Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. I want to start this episode today just with a special shout out for all my Spotify listeners. You guys make up a huge percentage of my subscribers, so a special thank you to you. And of course, if there's anything that you want to reach out and ask, by all means, please do. Just direct message me on Insta or LinkedIn, send me an email. Happy to help, happy to answer any questions. And obviously, that goes for everybody out there listening. So thank you all. Next, I want to talk about my mastermind. Truth is, I was dragging my feet a little bit, so it's going to launch this week. So you'll start to see the promotion, the marketing for it on Insta and LinkedIn this week. However, I just want to take this opportunity to talk about it and who it's for and what it is all about. So one of the big things for me in my life, so my career as well, has been really about understanding myself and my clients at the deepest possible level. Now, one of the things that I love about human design is it gives us almost like a cheat sheet because it's our blueprint. It gives us the hacks that we can take or the things that are aligned to who we are that help us to move through our unconscious conditioning that's holding us back. However, what can tend to happen is that there's so much opinion out there now around human design that a lot of the power of it is being lost. So I want to invite a special group of people together to have an unprecedented deep dive into their human design and being able to unpack theirs at a massively deep level, as well as being able to do the same for others. I mean, for example, I was having a conversation with someone just yesterday, and we were talking about how she is a generator, her personality sun is in gate 18. Now, one of the things that people don't understand is that if you're a generator, you think you have to respond to life, right? Be excited, respond to life. Now, gate 18 is a perfect example. It's a projected gate. What does that mean? Well, if you have gait 18 like I do, like many of my clients do, it means that when you use this superpower of the gait's called the gait of correction, but the way I see it is when you have gait 18, it means that you can see the little improvements. And it's almost like as a mother, I see it with my kids and I'll be like, oh God, if you just did it this way, it would be better. And I see it with my clients, but obviously my clients, that they pay me. So I have the invitation to give my wisdom. I'm invited in to give that wisdom. Whereas with my kids, if I try and just give that information to them, they'll be like, whatever, mum. So this is a thing I really want to teach people, is that just because, you know, type, did you know that type was actually invented by Ra after the revelations? So it's actually not part of the initial human design revelations, as they call them, which was channeled by Ra Uruhu. That was actually created by Ra and his team to make it easier to teach. And in those days, it was easier to teach. But now, you guys, the likes of us, we want to know more and we want to go down into the detail, which means that type can really get in our way if we don't understand what's lying deeper beneath it. So that's what I want to teach people. I've already got 2 people signed up. I'm only taking 8 people and we're starting at the end of March. So do not hesitate. All you have to do is send me a direct message. We're going to have links very soon for you to get onto the application form. But at this stage, all we have to do is have a conversation. I can share all the details with you. And then if you're right for the group and we're right for you, then you're on board. And I'm really, at the moment, I'm trying to get some, at least one of each type. So if you're a reflector and you're interested, come on. We'd love to have you. All right. So that is the mastermind. As I say, do not hesitate. Get on it. Otherwise, you'll miss out because, as I say, I've just started promoting it this week and we've already got 2 spots gone. Okay. Today, I actually want to talk about the thing that everybody's talking about. And to be honest, I am so over hearing about coronavirus. However, I do feel like there is part of me that has a responsibility to share my opinion, and more, even more than that, to give practical things to do about it. For us, we had one of our kids come to us early last week and say, "Mum, are we all going to die of this?" And it was like a red rag to a bull. Because I felt that in that moment that us as a society had let him down massively, because at the end of the day, it's the way it's been reported, it's the way the media have handled it that is really not supporting our society to be able to handle this in a empowered way. People are feeling really powerless about it. So I want to talk to that. Now, just going back to when our son said this to us, the first thing that we did is that night, bless Justin's cotton socks, my projector, he went off and he made a presentation to our kids that had all the statistics of what the virus was all about, how it was spread, even things like the number of deaths compared to other viruses. And of course the kids were like, oh, so it's not that bad. And since then we've also discussed with them how the conversation in the media, like we don't listen to mainstream media anyway, but obviously in this environment it's our responsibility to pay attention to what is required of us. So we need to understand how to be responsible adults. So we do listen to, or at least we do search out factual, supportive coverage so that we can do the right thing. And the thing that we then, I suppose the kids got really upset about, that the media is telling all of these stories in inverted commas. Now, you know what I'm like. I don't want to hear the story. I don't want to hear people sharing rhetoric or making stuff up. I actually want to do things that are going to empower, support, and really be able to make lemonade out of these lemons. I had to think of a good metaphor of the coronavirus, okay? And what do I mean by that? Well, in every situation, there are opportunities. We can choose. And if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that what we think and where we put our focus is paramount, absolutely paramount. You know, I had someone say to me the other day, from a human design point of view, clearly they had an open ajna, and I had said, or I had posted, I think, something like, we're responsible for the thoughts that we think. And they sort of said, oh, no, I don't believe in that. I believe that we have access to other people's thoughts, so they're not on my responsibility. Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about with the coronavirus. Every single thought you have, whether you have an open ajna or not, is your responsibility. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's my responsibility not to engage with those thoughts in my head that are fearful, that say, oh, maybe I should panic. Nope, I'm not panicking. There is nothing to panic about. I have, you know, we have parents that are in the category that I do think we need to be very responsible about when it comes to the virus. So my mum and Justin's parents are effectively in lockdown. We've had a family conference about it to say that we'll all just FaceTime, even with our niece as well. Like, we just want to all stay separate from each other. So we're taking responsibility for that. However, what I want you to understand is that whatever you think, wherever your focus goes, it is your responsibility, 100%. And if you have fearful thoughts, like everybody on the planet, at some point, it's your choice whether to engage in that or not to engage in it. So what do I mean by that? Well, you can choose to just let that thought go. I know, crazy concept, right? You really can. And this is something that I do all the time. Like, you might have guessed by now, I am massively action orientated. I love to solve problems, fix shit. That is who I am. But one of the greatest lessons I've learned is actually that, you know, the serenity prayer. Please give me, and I'm going to butcher it, but please give me the wisdom to, or the courage to do the things I think I cannot do, and the wisdom to let go of those things I cannot control, or something like that. It does not go that way, but it's the serenity prayer. It's awesome. I love it. And this is what I'm saying to you right now, is that there is so much in this environment you can't control. However, you can control the meaning you give to this situation. You can control what focus you put your attention on. Are you focusing on fear? Are you focusing on what could possibly go wrong? Are you focusing on things you cannot control? Or are you focusing on the things that are, that you can control, that you do have power over? For example, one of the things for us is we're talking in Australia about the schools potentially being shut down, or even getting an extra 2 weeks of school holidays. And we would potentially have to homeschool our kids here if that happens. Now, Justin and I are like, right, where can we go? 4 weeks? Can we go on holiday? Is that responsible? Can we do that? Can we travel around and homeschool? So straight away, we've turned something that could be really challenging into an opportunity. Now, we might find that hitting the road isn't the responsible thing to do, but the point is not that. So please don't hear that we're going to irresponsibly go around and spread germs. What I want you to hear is that in this situation, we chose to see that there was an opportunity in it. Homeschooling is something that is really important to us. It's something that we potentially might even partake in the near future anyway. So it seemed like a good opportunity for us to start practicing what that would be like. Now, not everyone's going to homeschool their kids. That's not what I'm trying to say either. But what I am saying is I want you to get super clear on where your focus is going and potentially what the opportunities are. You know, I heard so many people out there are talking about, well, if you are being forced to disconnect and be in your own space, then take the time. Take the time to connect to who you are. One of the great things in not being able to go out is go out of the house or you know, being, inverted commas, I'm doing the fingers thing, stuck inside, is that you have all this time to actually focus on, right, what do I want for the next 12 months, 3 years, 5 years? Who do I want to become? You know, one of the, this time is such an opportunity to actually go inward and focus on what it is that you want to create in your life. I know so many people out there at the moment are reaching out because they have, you know, they've had, inverted commas again, success, but they're miserable and they want to transition into their soul's work, into the work that they're here to do. And this is a great time for reconnecting to that. This is a great time for diving deep into your human design and learning, you know, like how often do you have this time to be able to invest in your own learning to create the life you want to be living as opposed to the life that is happening in front of you. So look, the other thing I do really want to touch on, especially for those of you who, well, all of you, whether you're defined in the solar plexus or undefined, I want to talk about the emotional investment that you're putting into this as well. And I suppose this also goes for those of you that are defined in the spleen or undefined in the spleen, which is the house of our fears. Now, please know that even though you have a defined solar plexus and you are always in the emotional wave, you can take responsibility for that wave. And yes, it is counterintuitive, and I know this firsthand from being defined in the solar plexus, but the more you let go of trying to control your emotions or overindulge in your emotions, the less the wave becomes. And in a time like now, it's really important that you're investing in your emotional wave from a place of just allowing yourself to experience the emotions and then moving on, as opposed to taking the or investing your energy in what I call indulging in your emotions. So indulging in fear, indulging in drama, indulging in gossip. And these are all unresourceful behaviors that we do when we're trying to fill up our human needs, our core needs as human beings. So many people are trying to fill up their certainty right now. So they're turning to trying to control their external world and they're freaking out because they can't. Now, how do you flip that? Well, you want internal certainty. So what are the things that you can feel really good about, really certain about? Well, get onto your routine. Focus on learning and growth. Another core need that is really affecting people right now is connection. We live in a time where we are very, very disconnected. And what tends to happen is that when things like this virus happen, there's this huge wave of unresourceful connection. So it's almost counterproductive because people feel like, wow, we can all get behind something together. We feel connected. We feel really, you know, we feel good. But people feel good from an unresourceful place. You know, if we want connection, then this is the time to learn how to connect resourcefully. So, you know, one of the things in our family, because we can't physically see my mum, is that we're all trying to call her every day. So that is resourceful connection. We're trying to support her to have resourceful connection and us. Whereas when we visit her on and off most weekends, then we don't call her during the week, and that is, you know, an issue for her for connection. So my point being is that take this time to resourcefully connect to others as opposed to getting on the unresourceful drama
bandwagon, you know. The other thing I want to talk to you about is fear. Okay, so fear is something that is created in the mind. Okay, it's not something that happens in reality. It doesn't happen in the now. And I've been challenged on this a number of times. So I'm super happy for anyone who doesn't resonate, doesn't believe that that's the case. Please, by all means, message me. Because the thing about fear is that it is something that we create in our mind. But at the same time, it creates a vibrational energy marker, okay? So the more fear we carry around, the more fear we attract. So in this time where global consciousness is so heavily dominated by fear, it's our responsibility to do everything we can to release that fear and not engage in that fear that is not ours, the group fear. I've even got to a point in our family that I just don't want to hear about it. It's kind of crazy that I'm even doing a podcast on it, but I did have one of my my clients actually say to me last week, can you please do a podcast on it? Because people are getting crazily out of control and they don't, they're contributing to the greater consciousness, this big ball of fear. And that's all it is. And I heard on one of my posts on LinkedIn over the weekend, I don't have my phone, I put this post up that was talking all about the ghost of fear. And that's all it is. It's just a ghost. It's an energetic ghost that we are feeding, you know, like the actual virus itself. And I'm not an expert, and I get that they are trying to slow the infection rate so that the healthcare systems can support people as people get infected. So awesome, freaking awesome. Like if we were just talking about that, that would be bloody awesome. But it's all of the craziness. Like there is no toilet paper in the shops. And mind you, I just want to tell you a really quick story before I've just realized I need to get to my PT. Mind you, talking of focus and what we focus on is what we create. I had this awesome experience the other day at the supermarket. Justin was being Justin, and he can be, he's very, what's the word? I don't know. Anyway, so he was like, oh, there's no point going to the supermarket because there won't be anything there. And I was like, I don't believe that. I believe everything I need will be there. And I'm telling you, I shit you not. We walked into the supermarket, and first there was our yogurt, our coconut yogurt, the exact flavor, the last one on the shelf. We took it. Then we went and got our milk, last one in the thing, took it. Butter, again, the last butter there. Then we went around and got a bunch of other things, all our fruit and veg, and it was almost like every single thing we needed, the last one was on the shelf. And that is absolutely an example of where your focus goes, and the energy that you vibrate at 100% affects your reality. So in this time of drama, please choose to be the one who doesn't partake in the drama, who responsibly understands the facts and your part in that, and act from a place of love. Because at the end of the day, what we focus on and what we vibrate at is creating our reality. What I do know for sure is our world is absolutely gasping for reasons to connect at a deep level. So let's change it from being things like fires and viruses and focus on love and resourceful connection and how we can support each other and make that global thing that brings everyone together a resourceful connection as opposed to the unresourceful connection that's happening right now. All right, everybody, I love you all. Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't go on too long because I kind of feel like I did. Anywho, I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.